elections 2 years ago, a slew of moderate Republicans won seats in the Kansas House. Democrats made equally substantial gains. Then they teamed up and rolled back former Governor Sam Brownback's tax cuts. Now some of those same moderates are once again on the outside looking in. From the Kansas News Service, Brian Grimmett explores the ongoing struggle for control of the legislature.
Republican Steve Becker lost his primary in August, but he hasn't conceded his Kansas House seat to the conservative just yet.
Hi, how you doing?
This is write-in campaign,
this
right?
This is write-in, yes. Okay.
At the October 3rd Thursday event in Hutchinson, Becker was inviting voters to write in his name.
I am optimistic, I'm excited, I'm energized, which I confess I wasn't in the primary. And this is feeling really good.
Becker lost the GOP primary to Paul Wagner by a measly 9 votes. With no Democrat running, Democratic voters could push Becker over the top in the general.
It seems to me like everybody in my district ought to have a vote on who their representative is, not just Republicans.
Becker was part of the coalition in the legislature that voted for the tax cut repeal last year. Like other moderate Republicans, he thinks Kansas needs to expand Medicaid eligibility and make sure public education gets enough money. He says Paul Wagner is just too conservative. Wagner, on the other hand, calls Becker a rhino, or Republican in name only.
Maybe identity theft is not only about finances, but also about politics. Okay, so he had pinned the tail on the Democrat.
Wagner shows me one of the mailers he's lobbed against his opponent. It's got a picture of a bucking donkey with Becker's name on it in large letters. He says Becker's views are too far left and out of step with most of his central Kansas district.
I mean, you have to have sort of the gumption to point it out. I'm happy to be blunt about some of that. I mean, to call a spade a spade.
The Kansas Chamber and Americans for Prosperity, political groups that favor lower taxes and smaller government, have also spent tens of thousands of dollars on mailers, door knocking, and online ads in an effort to oust moderates. The chamber targeted districts where moderates won 2 years ago. Their candidates reclaimed half a dozen seats in this year's primaries. Wagner has an explanation for the reversal.
I just think this is more in a lot of these districts reverting back to the political mean.
Republican Joy Kosten of Leawood was one of those moderates who lost in August. But she doesn't think her defeat is an indication of the direction her Johnson County district is headed.
I think what happened this year was that the ultra-conservatives had 2 good years to try to figure out who was the most vulnerable in the Republican caucus.
Now the conservative candidate, Kelly Warren, has serious competition from Democrat Brian Clausen for Kosten's seat. There are at least a dozen competitive matchups between conservatives and Democrats across the state.
This election will be a measure of how engaged people truly are and whether or not they are paying attention to the policies that were created in 2016 and 2017. And whether or not they want to stay the course or go back to the Brownback era.
And the margins are razor thin. On the last day of the legislative session this spring, the House deadlocked 59-59 on a return to cutting taxes, while state finances are still shaky. Come next spring, who controls the legislature won't be the only factor determining which direction Kansas goes. Who is governor will matter too. And voters across the state have a lot on their minds in deciding.
I really don't see myself voting for anybody who doesn't support gun rights and who is, for abortion.
A lot of the businesses here depend on immigrants.
Education and health care are usually pretty important for us.
If Democrat Laura Kelly comes out on top in the governor's race, the 2019 legislative session could see another attempt at expanding Medicaid. But if it's conservative Republican Chris Kobach, lawmakers will likely fight over spending and tax cuts. That one legislative race could matter is why Steve Becker says he's mounting an improbable write-in campaign.
It's so important I get back in.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KMUW, KCUR, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio, covering health, education, and politics across the state.